Aleishu, Chelek Beis Tav Reish Ayin. Im Etzem Achaim Hu Inyan Zugi Venoichach Kelapeh HaBore Torah VeAdam. If, as we have said, the very concept of life is duality and a presence before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and before the Torah and with respect to others, Mao Yachas Adam El Atzmoi, what is the relationship of the person to himself? Is it possible that a person's life is just measured or just constituted by turning to others outside of him? Here we have to go one step further. The beginning of Matois, and it's cited in the Ramban. The difference between vows and oaths is similar. Bindorim kenodor b'chayei ha-melech, uvishvois kenishba b'melech atzmoi. The Sifri says, in Nedorim, a person takes a vow, it's as if he's swearing by the king's life. In oaths, it's as if he's swearing by the king himself. Obviously, a very subtle difference. Ve'afal pishen re'aya la'davar, zech la'davar. There's no raya for it, but at least there's an allusion to it in a pasuk. Shenemar, chay Hashem v'chay nafshecha, in Melachim Beis, Perek Dalad. Ein ze minen el veres ha-sifri, we're not going to explain the sifri over here. Rak zeis anu lomdim mikan. What's relevant to us is this. Sheyeshna bechina shel chayei ha-melech uvechina shel ha-melech atzmoi. There's an aspect of the king's life and the aspect of the king himself. Ve'im b'melech malachei melachim u'kach, if this is so, in the king of kings, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be'echach nimtzeis shetei bechines ilo gam be'tzelem elokim, ba'adam. Necessarily, these two aspects exist within Tzelem Elokim in a human being. That's what we want to discuss over here. Bechinas chayei adam. This idea, this aspect of the life, bi'arnu shidargas neichach, we explained in this chapter, it's the level called neichach, opposite yichayim minyan zugi, we explained over and over, life has a duality to it. V'hinei yesh ba'adam oid b'china shniya. There's a second aspect, she ha'adam atzmoi, the person himself. Un ayen v'ze b'divrei ha'maharal b'gur arye, al rashi b'vayetze sheni al ha'pasuk v'yishak Yaakov l'Rachel v'yisayis kolo v'yevk. The pasuk when Yaakov kisses Rachel and he cries, she'mevi sham ma'amar chazal she'ani chashuv kemeis. We start the statement of Chazal that a pauper is tantamount to being dead. V'alze kosav ma'aral in gur arye, he writes, because his life is not coming from within himself. Everyone else has their own support. They support themselves. They don't need the others. The pauper needs the support of others. From his perspective, he's like tantamount to dead. That pasuk, she'achrim mechayim oisoi, others bring him life. V'zeo she'omar, v'soyne matonis yichye. Similarly, we have the pasuk, v'soyne matonis yichye. Somebody who refuses gifts from others, there's an aspect of chayim to it. Ki achar she'u senel yoschay me'acherim, since he rejects getting an infusion of life from others, his chayus comes from within himself. He doesn't take it from others. Real life is what comes from within oneself. We call a mayan something that wells from within itself. It doesn't take from others. Mayan chayim, again, the same idea. On the surface, what the Maharal says here appears to contradict everything we said above. The Maharal keeps on saying that to be described as alive, somebody who has support from within himself doesn't need the others. The water is called Mayim Chayim, living waters, because the well wells by itself. The Ramban, the Maharal seems to be saying opposite of what we've been saying. Ulam nagena be'atzmenu, let's think a moment. Ha'mayim hanuv'im ba'be'er, the water that was in the well, lo'inetzu ba'be'er atzma, it's not produced by the well itself. It's not as if the the well produces water. It comes from elsewhere. The water comes from deep in the ground. The water becomes revealed, accessible in this well, which is welling constantly. The point about a well like this is it doesn't need to be filled. Like you would have to fill a cistern, which is just a pit. We call this, refer to it as a welling spring, as if it produces the water. The source of the water is deep in the earth. Nonetheless, we say that the well wells from within itself. The same for an individual. The source of his life is what we explained throughout this chapter. This profound idea of noichach, in front of, in the presence of. That's where the life comes into him. With this, he builds the aspect of the person himself. He doesn't need others. He lives within himself. Ha'adam atzmoi, zoi hadas shelo umidai salv. The person himself, that's his das, his midois. Ha'adam einu mashpech, shekol ma sheyesh lo mufne miyad el azulas. A person is not a funnel. Whatever is in him is immediately transferred to others, immediately is emptied out to the world. Hu chayav livnos es atzmoi veliyois atzmoi. A person has to build himself, to be an individual. To live on the basis of emulating others and take it from others, it's emptiness, mamash like a funnel. A funnel is empty. The moment the water stops pouring, it's empty. It never contains anything. Specifically, a person lives this innate life. Is able, in the first place, to reach this level that we've been speaking about of noichach, of in the presence of. Kvar romaznu l'eil. Early in the chapter, we hinted to the fact ki noichach hi madrega ilois. This is a very high level. Bisasnu omnam es ha'inyan b'tziurim boltim gluim. We used very striking illustrations that should have indicated that this is a very high level and concept. Aval ein nit'oiz bo lachshuv shu davar pashut. Do not err in thinking that we're talking about something simple. Again, to summarize. Chayei ha'adam b'madregas noichach. So we spoke about Chayei Ha'adam, corresponding to Chayei HaMelech. That's the life, that's the level of Noichach, which is what the beginning of the chapter was about. Ve'adam Atzmoi, which is saying his Das, his Midois. She'u b'chinas ma'en ve'am Atzmoi. That's like the Melech himself, the aspect of the spring that wells. Shefa HaChayus Ered al Adam imatzav Noichach. That flow of life that comes to the person from the situation of Noichach. Uvnias Adam is Atzmoi, and then building himself. When the person combines these two aspects, they constitute a complete person, a living person in the fullest sense of the word. Adkan.